I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell your daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks upon them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd appeared and spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is a Sunday that we celebrate as Palm Sunday, and so many churches are doing, as Patty said, and gathering palm branches and parading around the block as they sing praises to God. And we even this morning sang praises, songs of praise and glory, and is a lovely celebration that we love to sing these praises. Yet within a week, Jesus will have been crucified. And so not all is going well. There is trouble brewing underneath it all. And when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a colt, he was acting out the apocalyptic vision found in Zechariah 9, verse 9 through 17. So we can thank John that he helped us understand what apocalyptic is all about a bit ago. This is the song of victory of the Lord and God's great victory over the oppressors with a promise to release the oppressed. The gospel writer refers to this vision when he says, "Say to daughter Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the donkey's offspring. So Jesus' reenactment of Zechariah's vision is also accompanied by the song from Psalm 118, where it says, the people said, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." And they are quoting from Psalm 118, which says, "Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord." When we hear Hosanna in our American ears or in our English ears, we assume that it is to sing praises to God. But really, traditionally, it meant save us. It was a cry to say, "Save us." And it was a cry for help. To say, "Save us, have mercy upon me." They say, even when they went into a court, that they would often say, "Hosanna," as if to say to the judge, "Listen, have mercy upon me, save us, think kindly of us when I come before you to be judged for whatever it is." Probably the question of unpaid debts. It also was used to say, "God save the king," or "God save King Jesus, save us now, King Jesus." So that idea that goes with it that says, save us, that and asking for help and to have mercy upon us, that we have lost in the English translation today. Psalm 18 that he's quoting from is a hymn of Yahweh's surprising victory, of how he led them when the people of God were surrounded by their enemy and how they were saved and set free. So it's a praise hymn, thanking God for his salvation as they faced the enemy. So Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is a reenactment of this victory. It's God's victory and a reenactment of the ancient Jewish ritual of a king entering in power and victory, only he enters in on a donkey rather than a white stallion. Really, he's saying that the Messiah has arrived and he is declared king, but not by those that are in power and authority. He's recognized as the king by the crowd, the motley crowd that follows him, his disciples and followers. And when the Pharisees ask that he stop and he not do this anymore, Luke tells us that Jesus said, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." So I think it's kind of like the marches that happened across the cities of the United States yesterday. The youth and the common person is saying no to violence. When the Electric Congress won't act, the people rise up and speak. And they refuse to be silent and go away. Because I was up at Quaker Cove yesterday, Patty and I didn't get to participate in anything, although I saw a couple of pictures where some of us were able to be there. And I imagine there are those of us that I didn't see pictures of. You were there, Belinda? Becky, Belinda, and Beth were all there, and a friend, and Jennifer. Well, good for you guys. You represented me, because I couldn't be there.
And 1,500 more.
Yeah, 1,500, a lot more. But the common people that say, this is the way of justice. And I was really impressed, as were many of you, by the Women's March a year ago, and how that was so full of joy and peace, and there wasn't a lot of conflict or bad things that happened. Sometimes in March you hear about the protesters and the difficulties they get in, and in that case it wasn't. It was like this huge crowd full of joy saying, we stand up for equality and for justice and what's right. And that has spread out, and I have the impression that yesterday's march was the same way, although I wasn't a part of it, nor did I listen to the news last night to get the detail. So it was marked by peace and even joy, and yet it's a serious cry for justice, a serious cry that we're doing right. And that's really a lot of what this triumphant march is. It's recognizing that Jesus is the Messiah by the common people, by the people that followed, not by the leadership. And yet it's also a cry for justice, and that we pay attention to those who are oppressed in our world, and we lift them up. To cry Hosanna is to cry to God for justice and mercy, just as the person would go to court and cry to the judge for justice and mercy. And we cry for justice and mercy today in 2018 in our world, in our country, and locally. Justice for school children who fear shooting in their schools. Justice for the poor and the prisoner, the homeless, the immigrant, and the oppressed. So to celebrate Palm Sunday is to declare that Jesus is King of the Kingdom of God, and to say that we are citizens of this Kingdom of God, this upside-down kingdom in which we follow God. We follow Jesus and the ways of Jesus, and we cry, Hosanna. Lord, we cry for justice and mercy, that we can follow your heart of justice and mercy and be your people and be faithful. And so as we sing Hosanna, we sing out that we choose to live out the message of Jesus as we follow him. We choose to live out mercy and justice in our world. Let us wait in worship as we listen to God who is with us.